So I'd like to talk a little bit about another way of thinking about conflict, my philosophy about conflict. Two things that I believe conflict are inevitable and important. If we go under the assumption that conflict is inevitable, then we understand that it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. Conflict is basically when two or more people come together with vastly different needs, whatever those needs are. And they try to figure out, each party, how to get their needs met. And when one party's needs are drastically different than the other's, there's likely to be a conflict. And how do you figure that out? It happens all the time. It's inevitable. And I believe it's important. I believe that conflict offers us a lot of important opportunities. One opportunity I believe it offers us is a chance to clarify our own values. If I come to someone with my needs and they're coming to me with their needs and we've got a problem because those don't both go well together, then I have a chance to clarify what's most important to me. How do I hold on to what's important to me in this conflict? And how do I hold on to what's important to me while maybe even trying to help this other person get their needs met, even as I get mine met? So a chance to clarify your own values. I think a second opportunity that conflict offers us is a chance to define our own boundaries. Because if you're one of the people who was raised to give and be easy and be good and not make waves and not start a conflict, then where are your boundaries? Sometimes it's difficult to figure out, well, what is important enough to me to fight for? What do I need to stand up for? What am I not willing to give over or give in on? A chance to clarify our own boundaries. What's a third? A third opportunity that conflict offers us is an opportunity to learn assertiveness skills. Now, there's a difference between assertive and aggressive. I'm talking about assertive. To me, aggressive means that if I'm aggressive, I think that my needs are more important than everyone else's, and my rights are more important than everyone else's. And if I'm passive, then I think that everyone else's rights and needs are more important than mine. But if I'm assertive, I think that my needs are very valuable and very important, and my rights are very valuable and very important, and so are everyone else's. And so when we come to the table with a conflict, my needs matter, and so do yours, equally. And how are we going to work this problem out so that both of our needs get respect? That's what I mean by assertive. And often we need to learn assertiveness skills, because often we've either learned aggression or we've learned passivity. So conflict gives us an opportunity to learn assertiveness if we have not yet learned it. A fourth opportunity that conflict gives us is a chance to test and deepen our relationships, because often the people we are most often in conflict with are the people that we love the most. And I always say, I do a lot of couples therapy, and I always say that we don't really know our partners until we've had a few good conflicts with them. Because everyone's easy to get along with when times are good. Everyone can show their best side and put their best foot forward when times are good. It's when times are tough and you've got a conflict that you get to know who people are when times are tough. And this is true with everyone that we know and everyone that we love, that when there's a conflict, it's an opportunity to see, who am I when times are tough, and who are you when times are tough, and how are we going to get through this together? In a way that deepens our relationship rather than in a way that tears it apart. And this is true with couples. This is true with parents and children. This is true with nations. How do we get through this in a way that improves things rather than makes things worse? So it's a chance to test and deepen our relationships. I think a final thing that conflict offers us is a chance to affirm our own resiliency, a chance to understand that we can get through this. We can either get through it together, hopefully, or we can get through it on our own. But one way or another, if we get through a conflict, we affirm our own resiliency. I can make it through tough times. I can make it through a conflict with the person that I care about. And I think this is true, again, for children and for adults. So conflict gives us a chance to do all of those things, to clarify our values, to define our boundaries, to learn assertiveness, to test and deepen relationships, and to affirm our resiliency. And children need all of these things. They need all of these skills, and conflict, when handled in a constructive way, gives them an opportunity to develop all of these. Something else that I believe about conflict, in addition to my belief that it's both inevitable and important, I also believe that most adults intervene too early and too often. Let me say that again. I believe that when it comes to conflict between children, that most adults intervene too early and too often. And I think when we do that, when we intervene too early and too often, when we jump in to solve the conflict for them before they've even had a chance to have it and solve it for themselves, we deprive them of the opportunities that conflict provides for them. So in this workshop, my goal is to help you teach children to resolve their own conflicts. Not to teach you how to jump in and solve it for them, but to teach you how to teach them to solve their own conflicts. But it makes sense that we jump in. It makes